The argument is hypothetical. But wait, the topic is hypothetical. The argument is real.
Yeah, the fight is real.
That's what it is. The topic hypothetical. The fight real. Who will win? It's Antoine versus Monica today in the battle, and they are trying to win me over, which is a tough sell. This is going to be a challenge for each of you here on The Thang, because I have put a bunch of celebrities into a hat.
Okay.
And while these celebrities are attractive,
yes,
they all carry a certain level of baggage, and it's going to take some convincing to try to get them to be my wife. Because, Chrissy Teigen is in here, Taylor Swift is in there, Jennifer Lopez, Kim Kardashian, Snooki from the Jersey Shore, DJ on Full House.
Yes.
Not Candace Cameron, but DJ. And Jada Pinkett. So each of you will receive your person. Antoine, are you ready for yours?
Oh, I'm nervous. Yes. Okay. Who do I have?
You have received DJ on Full House.
DJ Tanner?
Yes, DJ Tanner.
So not Candace Cameron. I have DJ Tanner.
Well, you know what? And I should say DJ on Fuller House, okay? Grown up DJ Tanner.
All right.
Not to be confused with teenage DJ Tanner. Fuller House. And, Monica Brooks, you will be representing... Uh-huh. The Swifties, Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Oh, good old Taylor Swift, my fave.
And I may have some follow-up questions. I'm not entirely sure. I'll ready some Full House theme music just in case we need it for something. And each of you, I believe, will get 60 seconds to argue your case as to why I should marry so-and-so. And then maybe we'll go from there. So, Antoine, it is your birthday. I was not aware. I had no idea.
Did you? They will surprise. It is the 5th of Antober.
Well, unexpectedly then, we'll go ahead and let you go first since it was it's a surprise birthday party here on The Thang. You will have 60 seconds to plead your case for DJ on Full House to be my bride and go.
All right. I would like to start off by saying Taylor Swift is way too emotional. She's too depressing. Most of her most popular songs are about breakups. You don't want to be in a breakup song where everybody knows your relationship. All right. You already have emotional connection to DJ. You watched Fuller House. You cried at the series finale of Fuller House. You've watched her grow up. You know everything there is about her. You know the good things and the bad things. So when you go into the relationship, you already know what to expect. She has a great dog in Comet Jr. Her kids are a little bit of annoying, but they're growing up, and you can send them off to Danny because he misses the family. And she obviously has money because she owns that house in San Francisco.
Ooh, yeah, that is true. There is that, too. Yeah, and that's good there, Antoine, that I forgot to mention, you may also trash the other person's lady as well.
I was going to do that.
Okay.
And my time's still going, and I'm good. I don't need
He's like, I'm done. That's all good about
that. I heard that. He came for Taylor.
He did. He came for you, Monica. This is like B Rabbit in 8 Mile. So now it is your turn.
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
Well, I got a letter in the mail, so I'm here.
He sent you registered mail on that one. Okay, so you are arguing the case of Taylor Swift and why I should be married to Taylor Swift. 60 seconds to do whatever you want with it and go.
Okay. All right, well, first, DJ has those kids and an annoying family, and you want to be in that house with all those people. But anyway, all right, I'm Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift has money.
Yeah.
All right? And she will write songs about you, so you get to be in the spotlight right there. Also, don't worry about getting cats, because she already resembles a cat, so you don't have to worry about having cats in the house. All right? You will have an abundance of milk in the house as well, so never, your cereal is never dry. You always have ice cream. All right? So she has no friends. She has her own island, so you get to be in your own separate area, away from the world. Okay? Great foods and people, so she has contacts with people that you may want to, you know, perform at your party, at your birthday party. She has a lot of exes that you may want to hang out with, you know, so you have a bromance developing.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, and like I said, DJ, her family's just cornball, you know? Okay. Who wants, you know, the uncle with the puppet? Who wants a dog Comet or whatever the hell? And you don't want and her little Gibbler friend?
Now, Monica, you are aware that you were supposed to be arguing for Taylor Swift, right? Is that...
I did, didn't I?
I know. At one point, she's like, I look like a cat, and there's lots of milk in the house, and I'll write songs about you.
And that's a plus. That's a plus, because you don't have to worry about having a cat.
I would like to make a rebuttal, a quick rebuttal, if possible.
Yes, you may, because there are no rules in this hypothetical
Monica
battle.
Monica said in her argument that you don't have to worry about having a cat in the house because Taylor Swift looks like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
While she may resemble a cat,
yes,
Taylor Swift is on the record saying that she is obsessed with cats and she has multiple cats in her home.
Yes. Yes, she definitely does.
Well, this is new life. New life where cats have been adopted off.
And do you really want to hang out? You want to hang out with Joe Jonas and John Mayer? And
yep.
Who else has she dated? You don't want to hang out with them.
Joe Alwyn.
She's dated a lot of people, but you may want to develop, you know, have a friendship with a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Where's our honeymoon, Monica? Where are we going?
Your honeymoon? Oh, well, I mean, Taylor Swift, apple picking, probably. Oh, okay. That's terrible. That's
great.
Not a good sell.
What are you
that's
doing?
Not a good sell.
You do know you're arguing
sorry.
For Taylor Swift again.
I know, and I realize that. I didn't sell her well.
Antoine, where does DJ on Full House stand on monogamy?
She's been used to a lot of people being in a home.
Uh-huh.
So even though they moved out of the Fuller House home, she will like more people to be in a house. So she's open to an open type
it's,
of marriage.
You know, but it's only Gibbler. Is it with Gibbler?
That is a good point. It is the Gibbler. I don't because I like her uh-huh. sister. You know, the younger sister. There's that whole thing going on. I don't know where we're going with
nope,
this.
Nope. It's just the Gibbs.
Well, you know what, Monica? I'm going to tell you right now. Your argument definitely convinced me to choose DJ from Full House.
Correct.
Antoine is the winner.
The celebration continues.